Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, when it comes to the Denver Broncos roster, write it in pencil right now because there are still changes coming and guys who were released will be brought back. But overall, Sean Payton, how you feel about your roster?
I don't ever stop to say, do I like right where I'm? I mean, I'm going to go right inside, and tonight we're going to be here till 2 in the morning. And if I loved where I was at, then I'd probably go home for dinner at 6. So maybe that's a way to answer it. I like the guys that we've talked with and our plan, but I do think the hay's not in the barn. I think there's going to be a number of players that'll be on this waiver wire that we've got to look closely at and then make the comparisons versus that gets back to what we've discussed, you know, a month ago about, you know, competing against the whole league rather than just your own position group.
You talked about this yesterday, the idea that one of my frustrations over the last several years has been the Broncos, I think, have fallen too in love with their own players and ignored a lot of players out there on the waiver wire that could help them. Do you think Sean will represent a departure from that?
Yeah, because he's got a cold heart.
Yes, and that's a compliment.
Yes, he's got a very cold heart. It's not about... It really is about putting the best 53, and this will be a constant. There'll be a constant movement here for, you know, not only for the first 3 weeks, but during the course of the season. There are guys that you're not necessarily stashing, but you are watching and you are talking to and you are in communication with that won't have a team until week 7. They'll be out there floating and like, hey man, keep yourself ready, keep yourself da da da. We really like you. We don't have a spot right now, but when something becomes available because of injury or whatever, you're going to be our first call. So be ready. Like there's like the good franchises. I had a long conversation with John Schneider about this the other night. He's like, man, I got guys.
Seahawks GM.
I've got guys that I know will be out there that I desire to have on my football team, but I might not be able to get them till week 7 or week 8. So stay in shape. Keep yourself ready. Because, like as Deion Sanders would say, we coming. We coming.
Next on the Morning Brew. All right. It came down to, in all likelihood, undrafted tight end rookie Nate Adkins or Albert O to make the team. All right, George Payton, what about it? Why did Adkins get the call?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's Adkins versus Albert O. I mean, we have four tight ends we really like, and they all fit exactly what we're doing. They all have their roles, their defined roles. So it really wasn't one versus Albert. Yeah, Adkins, I mean, Sean just spoke about it. The versatility, the toughness, the smarts. He's a football player. He's a guy we had targeted throughout the process, just like Jaleel. We almost drafted him. Just didn't fall. We didn't have a lot of picks, but we were really fortunate to get him as an undrafted free agent. He's been everything we thought, and we had him in on the top 30. Love the visit. I mean, he's got a great mind. He can do a lot of different things. He's a coach's dream just because he can do so many different things, play special teams as well.
He's a football player. What does that mean?
It means he does everything. He can play fullback. He can play your Y. He can play your F movement guy. And tell you one thing he does. Man, he blocks people. You want to talk about technique. You know how I hear this all the time from guys that used to play quarterback that are on TV now. When are we going to stop having tight ends block defensive ends? We can't do this. Well, sometimes you have to do this. And when you're a football player, unlike quarterbacks, because they're not football players, when you're a football player, sometimes you're tasked with a really tough job. And you damn well better be willing to do it. And I'm telling you, Adkins, because as I was watching the other day, the Albert O, you know, refusal to hit anybody, I'm watching Adkins just dispense justice on the edge, both in pass pro and run blocking from multiple different positions, multiple things that he's being asked to do.
Can he catch?
Of course he can catch.
All right. We shall see about that. Next on the Morning Brew, Coach Prime. Your Buffs ready for that Fort Worth TCU heat?
It's hot. It's got hot here too, man. A little bit. So feet, man. I think the kids dealing with the altitude here, it's been tremendous as well. So I think we're going to be okay. I don't think we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We're putting them in pressure situations. We've stopped practice midway through, got a couple of cages, and then had them run several sprints, then continue practice to make sure they understand the fatigue level and don't give in to it mentally. Once you give in to anything in life mentally, you're going to fail.
Where is your excitement level, 1 through 10, to see what happens on Saturday?
Oh, it's...
Your anticipation level of prime time's debut.
I got to be honest with you. This is the first time in, well, maybe since we started working together that I'm interested to see that opening game for CU. Well, I take that back. There's been some CU-CSU matchups just because it's, you know, Rammies versus Buffs. But this is the real first time I've had huge anticipation for this
game. Yeah, I can't remember last time I viewed a CU game as must watch, must see, must be there right from the start type thing.
Yeah.
Right down to see how they come out. Aaron Andrews saying they're going to be coming wearing NIL
sunglasses. You see the money some of these kids are making at NIL deals?
Oh, sure. Arch Manning, already at like $2.5 million?
Like, how? Just goes to show.
Dude, they're just getting paid the money legally that they used to be getting illegally.
Well, nobody used to get that.
Oh,
very few people got that kind of money illegally.
Mike. Maybe not at Idaho, but
I'm telling you, if you were getting that money, if you were getting more money than you're going to make in the NFL illegally, you wouldn't have left college as a redshirt sophomore. You just stayed in that cushy little program, collecting your $2.5-3 million bucks a year, because it's more than you'll make in the NFL, and a lot of these guys won't make it. So,
well, I'm adjusting for the rate of inflation, of course. Some of those running backs back in the day.
Well, the difference between the, you know, the SMU days back when they had
Eric Dickerson
and
Greg James.
What'd they call them?
The Pony Express, right?
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew.
There's a 1-1 pitch on the way. And Ozuna clubs one to deep right field, heading back there towards the wall, out of the ballpark. Marcell Ozuna with power the opposite way. That one flying over that yellow stripe on top of the visitor scoreboard. And that is home run number 30 on the season for Marcell Ozuna. What a tear he's been on this summer.
I am so glad that all the Braves fans were able to go out and watch them play last night. Just exciting for them.
I even heard at one point the tomahawk chop started over there.
Did the Rockies play it?
You could hear. Well, no, I don't think. Well, knowing the Rockies, they would play it.
Right.
No, I think it was organic.
Oh, okay.
Within the fans. But would it surprise you if the Rockies all of a sudden said, "Hey, Braves fans, you got a rally going."
Yes.
Just, would it surprise you at all?
No, it wouldn't, unfortunately.
Monfort whispers into his little lapel button.
Play the Trump music. There are a lot of Braves fans.
He's up there with a megaphone going, no, 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 no. Come on, guys. Everybody join in.
Rockies lose again. Three hits.
It was tight, though. 3-1.
That's 3-1. They got out hit 15-3. So.
What is Iron Man doing right now?
Iron Man.
Sometimes I forget
I would assume they've shut him down, right?
I actually saw he was getting some reps at first.
Oh, okay.
He's not shut down?
He's not shut down yet? All right. At this point,
that guy's a gamer. You talk about a grinder.
Hey, look. I don't care if we're 60 games out of first place. I'm going to earn my paycheck.
That's right. What is a Rocky? He's got to be tough. He's got to be steely reserve. He's got to look like this, Iron Man.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat now on Wednesdays with us. A Merrillat Wednesday. James will stop by to tell us if this is indeed a 10-win playoff roster as he looks at it. He'll join us next.